Hi, welcome to 21 Days to Get Out of Your Own Way. My name is Sam Bennett from TheRealSamBennett.com, and I want to welcome you into this process. And it is a process. We're going to go step by step through some of the thoughts that keep you stuck. And then every day, I'll give you a simple, easy action step that you can do to implement your new learning every day in your real life planner. Each session is quite short, all are less than 10 minutes. We're going to take a look at some of these ideas and examine the truth of them, and then I'm going to improvise a little blessing for you. If you haven't yet taken a look at the orientation video for the Real Life Planner, I might suggest you look at that when you get a second. It's not very complicated, but you might enjoy hearing some of the insights as I talk you through some of the principles involved in the planner. This program is designed for you to use it in whatever way it makes most sense for you to use it. I might recommend listening to it every day for 21 days in a row, first thing, maybe even before you get out of bed. But maybe there's another time of day that works better for you. You might find that you want to listen to two or three in a day, and you may want to go back and revisit some. Listen to one, two, or three times. Whatever way makes the most sense to you is the right way. This isn't school. I'm not your mom. You can't get an A+. I want you to do this in a way that works for you and your life and gives you the freedom and insights to experience the most amount of joy and creative freedom. Mostly, it is your job to relax and breathe. I like a 4-7-8 breathing pattern myself. That's inhale for 4, hold for 7, exhale for 8. I'll always count us through it. Not only is it good for this kind of spiritual centering work, but I've also used it in traffic jams, in the face of a crisis, bumpy airplane rides, and I've also heard it's great for insomnia. Like I said, I'll count us in each time. And again, if it doesn't work for you, please feel free to modify or ignore it. If you have any questions or thoughts along the way, I'd love to hear from you. Please email me at sam@therealsambennett.com or find me on any of the socials as The Real Sam Bennett. Now let's get started getting you out of your own way. Ready? Ah, perfectionism. It would be so great if it worked. You know, like if you really could just overthink every little detail of everything and then have it actually come out perfect, that would be amazing. But it doesn't work. Here's a story I love to tell about perfectionism. See, I've lived my whole life with depression and anxiety, and there was a time in my 20s when it was really, really bad. I felt like I was being judged all the time and found wanting. I felt like every single thing I did was under scrutiny, and if I didn't do it just exactly right, something terrible was going to happen. This was, as you can imagine, no fun for me, and probably no fun for most of the people around me. Finally, I had one little thought, one little inspiration. I thought, well, if I can't get over this idea that I'm constantly being judged or graded somehow, what if I just try to get a C? Stop trying to get an A+ in everything, just get a C. C is the grade that you get for showing up and doing the work. Show up, do the work. Show up, do the work. Show up, do the work. Not doing extra credit work, not doing anything fancy, just plain old showing up and doing the work. And I found that that idea gave me a little bit of relief. Then I was talking about this idea with my sister. We're very close. And she said, wow, that sounds great, Sam. We talked about it a little more. And then we went on to talk about what we were actually on the phone to talk about, which was that our father had moved into a new apartment and we wanted to send him a housewarming present. And I said I would take care of it because I'm the eldest and that's what we do. And a couple days later, we're on the phone again and she says, oh, did you send something to Dad? You know, how much do I owe you? And I said, ah, well, not really. Because I was thinking that I wanted to get him something nice, but, you know, we don't have a lot of money, so it can't be too nice. And maybe something for the kitchen, but he already has a lot of kitchen stuff. So then I was thinking maybe towels, maybe monogrammed, but maybe not. And I don't know. And my sister said, Sam, get a C. Send a plant. Get a C. Send a plant. right. 1-800-Flowers.com or whatever, like 30 bucks later, the man's got a Diefenbachia at his door and he's calling me the next day to say what wonderful daughters he has. Here is the point of this story. My desire to find the perfect thing for my father was prohibiting me from finding anything for my father. My willingness to take the cheap, obvious option allowed me to do what I really wanted to do, which was just let him know how much we loved him and how much we hoped he was happy in his new apartment. So, where is your quest to find the perfect solution keeping you, actually prohibiting you from finding any solution? Let's do a little experiment. I'm going to give you 10 seconds, and I want you to draw a flower. Just grab a pen, a piece of scrap paper. Doesn't have to look like anything. No one's ever going to see it. You ready? Draw a flower. Go. I'll count us down. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You're probably done already. 8, 9, 10. There. 10 seconds. You got a flower. Fantastic. This is version one of you. Version one of you just drew that flower. Now we're going to do another version of you. This is version two. Version two, I want you to think about drawing a flower. I want you to think about maybe which flower would be best to draw. Which one can you draw? Which one hasn't been done by a million people already? Which one might other people not think is dumb? Which one would be perfect? Do you see where I'm going with this? Do you see that version two cannot draw a flower because she or he is so busy second-guessing themselves? And now, if somebody came to the door and said, hey, I've got 500 bucks here if you can give me a drawing of a flower, well, version one of you could say, here you go. Version two would have nothing. Getting over your perfectionism and getting over the moral high ground of perfectionism is one of the most important things you can do to get out of your own way. So, to bring this idea into action, today I want you to take the could-do part of your real-life planner and write down at least 3 things that you could do if your perfectionism weren't getting in the way. Are you ready for a blessing? Let's breathe. Let's inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Creator, Mother, Father, God, Divine Spirit flowing through us, expressing as us, we come to you willing to surrender our need to be right. This leaves us feeling vulnerable and a bit shaky. And we know that this is a sign that we are growing up. We are willing to mature past the adolescent ideals, the thin surface of perfectionism, and dive into deeper waters. We sink down to the bottom of the sea, where it is very quiet. You go beneath the waves, the day-to-day chop of our lives, beneath the tides, those larger patterns that govern us, and we find the treasure that is buried in the ocean floor. The treasure says, life is messy and perfect, and that's okay. You are already perfect because you are already you. Accept this blessing from the sea and know that it is yours forever. You are loved just as you are.